cardinal lamb had opened one of the seals, and I heard as well the noise of thunder.
Will the poor be saved?
Come and see.
And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a foal, and a crown was given to him.
And he went forth conquering and to conquer.
And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say,
and every bond man and every
and in the rocks of the mountains and set in mountains and rocks. Fall on us and hide us in the face of innocent on the throne. Through the wrath of the land, for the great day of his wrath is come.
Shall be able to stand.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying,
hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the service of our God.
Heard the number of them that was sealed,
and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying,
salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne.
All the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying,
amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving.
And one of the elders answered, saying to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, serving day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth in the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light out nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of them shall be one, and shall lead them unto blue fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears